Okay, great. Okay, so first I want to say thanks for calling. I did have the opportunity to briefly look at the Avidian product. One of your representatives actually introduced me to it, and we run a blog called Marketing Automation, and are always interested in products and services that help. Well, actually, we focus on smaller businesses, although we're very happy to entertain enterprise solutions as well. But our perspective is helping small and growing businesses to find solutions that they can leverage to get to the point where they are one day an enterprise company. And I think that the playing field is somewhat difficult for those people. And so that's one of the reasons that we carry on these interviews and these calls. So I'd like to ask you, James, if I may, just to kind of give us a little introduction, to Avidian and probably your most important product, which seems to be Profit from a CMS solution.
Yes. Avidian Technologies. We've been around for 8 years. We are the creator of Profit, the easiest CRM software built inside of Outlook. We do business in 143 countries. Have over 4,500 companies using our product around the world right now.
Wow.
Again, we are the world leader in. We are the world leader in. Having a easy CRM software built for small, medium-sized businesses.
Okay. And now, how long has the company been operating now?
We've been around for 8 years now.
Oh, okay. All right. I wanted to mention that one of the things I did like the most about this product is the fact that it seems to be very integrated into the Outlook product, and certainly from a small business perspective or somebody starting with CRM, that's kind of important because of the ability to, work within an environment that they're used to. So I'm curious, how did that idea come about? Or, did you work with Microsoft or something like that? I'm just curious of how that started.
Absolutely. So I'm a serial entrepreneur. Building business is what I love to do, and technology businesses at that. At my last business, we were one of the early Outlook and Exchange Microsoft partners who specialize in Outlook and Exchange Server. Exchange Server is the back end for Outlook. And when we rolled out Outlook and Exchange Server throughout different organizations, what struck me is that from the administrative assistant up to the CEO, they all made Outlook as part of their day.
Mm-hmm.
And that business, we were an e-business consulting company, and ran that for about 5 years, and then we were acquired by a national company. So, I had to decide, well, what do I want to do next? And I always, liked Outlook and liked how people made it as part of their day. So I said, hey, you know what? The next business I want to start, we want to build a software product inside of Outlook. So instead of, looking at Outlook as an application, we at Avidian look at Outlook as a platform. A platform with about 550 million users around the world, and we said that's probably the largest untapped platform with massive user loyalty. Right, Outlook's probably an application that people are in all day long. And Joe is, are you an Outlook user now?
It's funny. There was a time that I hated Outlook, and I truly have become a convert, and I definitely love Outlook today.
Yes,
I am.
Yes, good. And then what's the first application you open in the morning or you use?
Well, I do have a bit of a product that I use. It's sort of a spam filter to dump all my spam before I even open up my Outlook. But, yeah, Outlook's number two.
Yeah. Okay. And probably Outlook, the last application we close it at night, if we close it at all, right?
Right, exactly.
And so we're probably, I think – most people are in Outlook all day long, and we figure for CRM, customer relationship management, that's the sector we're in. For CRM people, they're probably in there touching their customers all day long within Outlook, right? Like creating contacts in Outlook, appointments, definitely emailing their clients back and forth, and then creating some reminders, tasks. And so they're doing, what they're doing though, they're doing about 50 to 60% of their sales activities or customer touching activities inside of Outlook already.
Right.
And so.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And so then it's a natural to say, okay, well now, you know, I'm doing these CRM features inside Outlook. Well, now I need a CRM application. And, you know, there are other CRM vendors out there, right? But what they do is they now force you to create, for a CRM application to be useful, you actually have to create contacts in there. You have to start interacting with your clients inside of another application.
Right.
And so what it forces me to do is it creates a disconnect to what I want to do, which is track my client activities better with what I'm already doing, right? I'm already doing those sales, customer-touching activities inside Outlook. When really what would make my day is if Outlook had the CRM features built inside, that would make my day. And
right.
That's precisely why we created Profit. We turn Outlook into a full CRM application, and that's what Profit does.
Okay, so that brings up the next question, and that is, you know, what are actually some of the features? For example, I can set reminders. I can do many functions in Outlook already. What am I getting when I add Profit to my Outlook? What are the additional features that I'm looking at that acquiring?
Great question. So when Microsoft designed Outlook, it was designed as a PIM, Personal Information Manager. It was never really designed as a full contact management or CRM application. And so what we do to make it so, right? So right now, Outlook, the way Outlook works is, you know, I create a contact, I have an email, I create calendar items, appointments with those contacts, tasks. They're all disparate items inside of Outlook. There's no relationship with them,
right?
And then if you create multiple contacts from a company, they're all kind of, again, separate items as well. And so what there's no relationship. Yeah, there's no relationship created between those contacts. So what we've done with Profit is, first and foremost, we turn Outlook into a full contact management solution. So what we do is now all of those things that you do, like emailing, creating contacts, appointments, and tasks, all those are related to a contact or a company. And if you have multiple contacts within a company, we link them all together as one entity. Am I making sense so far?
Yeah, that does. But doesn't Outlook already do that, or it doesn't?
It doesn't. It has a categories where you can categorize all contacts from the same company into one, but there's really no relationships between an appointment or a task or an email related to, say, you know, contacts.
I see. Okay. That makes sense.
The first thing we do is we turn Outlook into a full contact management relational database. Second we do is, okay, so now that I have contacts, I want to put date stamp, time stamp notes and have a log and a history of all that.
Mm-hmm.
Outlook doesn't provide that. Now, it has a nice notes field that I can just, you know, type in, but, as simple as date stamp, time stamp notes and then having a whole history and log of that, okay?
Yes.
Outlook doesn't do that. And so we do that so that you know when's the last time you talked to them, what did you talk to them about, and tracking activities and things. Then we also add opportunity management. Or if you're in support management, or if you're in client services project management, what we do is we add opportunity management right inside of Outlook. So now I have a contact. I can create an opportunity with that, related to that contact, and now I can track what status is it. When am I going to close that deal? How much is this opportunity worth? What sales stage am I at? Right? So these are things that Outlook doesn't have, and so what we create, this whole new concept of an opportunity right inside Outlook. Then what we do is, especially for teams, for small businesses who might have an owner or a sales manager or VP of sales, they probably have multiple salespeople or customers touching people.
Right.
And what we allow you to do is then allow that manager or anyone to share and look at those opportunities and share notes with each other.
I notice you have a permissions tab and a sales management tab.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we can set different permissions. So we can say, only the owners and sales managers can see everything, whereas, you know, the sales reps can only see their own thing.
Right. Okay. So that's set up in the original, you know, integration or whatever.
Yes, when you set up the product, it's very easy to customize for your own permission levels.
Right. Now that sounds like a function that you might only be able to do in Exchange. What if you know, let's say a company has 20 employees, and they all have they're not using Exchange, they're still using Outlook on their clients. Does that matter or?
No, it doesn't matter. So you can use Profit with or without Exchange Server.
You can, okay.
Yes.
And you still get the sales management function somehow. You
yes.
have that set up.
Yes. Now, having Exchange Server will be will give you additional features like calendar sharing, like being able to share a consolidated contact folder within public folders so that everyone's looking at one folder for contact. So having Exchange adds features, but it's not required to use Profit.
Right. Okay. That's good. Now, I see a tab that you call Workflow Automation. I'm curious of what that does or what it allows you to do.
So, like for salespeople, right, when they talk to a customer, and Joe, you probably never had this. You meet with a customer. The customer says, hey, Joe, I'm not ready to buy anything yet, but can you follow up with me every 60, 90 days? Has that ever happened?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And so then what we do is then you can create campaigns, email campaigns, tasks, meeting reminders or whatever, you can set those and say, okay, I want to touch this customer every 60, 90 days. And within Profit, you can set it and forget it. So you can create a campaign, choose which campaign you want, and then every 60, 90 days, whatever time frame you set, it will send that customer that sales automation campaign.
I see. So if I let's say I had a campaign sequence, my process is I call a client, I qualify that client, I find out that they are the type of company or person that I'm interested in following up with, but I'm not going to make a sale the first time I speak with them.
Yeah.
If I prepare ahead of time a sequence of say, 5 to 10 emails that are to go out over a period of days, weeks, or months.
Yep. Yep.
Can I preload those separate messages into this software, and then when I click one button after my first contact, I can have confidence that those emails will be sent according to that schedule? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. And the cool thing is that before it gets sent out, every day you come in before it gets sent out, you, as your Outlook user, a screen will pop and say, do you want to send all of these out? You can say, just process all. Or you can say, hey, why don't you let me read it before I change it, because maybe something has changed.
Right.
And then it gets sent out. Or you can say, I already closed the business. I don't need to send them emails number 5 and 6. And then you can delete them.
Right. Okay. That
so
makes
you still
a lot of sense.
Actually have control before it gets sent out.
Yeah. I guess an autoresponder can get out of control if you're not at least reminded about where you're sending what.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now the quote generator, I'm curious of that. What's that?
Okay, so when you're a sales rep, you probably, after you meet with a customer who's interested in learning more about, hey, what products are you selling me, how much does it cost, you got to go back and create quotes for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so within our opportunity, you can actually click on that quote generator button, and it creates a Excel form that you can actually customize on your own with your own logos and all that kind of stuff. And it pulls all their contact information and give you a quote for your clients. So
in other words, these are pre-prepared quotes that you've created that you can use this to sort of simplify the quick generation of new quotations of
sorts? Absolutely. You got it.
Okay.
It's like a right, and some philosophy, sales philosophy, is the more you quote, of course you want to qualify that customer, right? But the easier, the more time I can save, and the more save a sales rep, and the more they're able to quote a client, the more opportunity they have to closing that deal.
Right, right. That makes a lot of sense.
And so that's one of the features that our clients really, those two that you just touched on, the sales automation and the quote feature, those are what they tell us. Oh, man, these things actually help us make more money.
Right. Well, so, you know, I mean, that's really one of the things that I'm mostly interested in, are things that allow my follow-up to happen, whether I remember it or not.
Yes.
And, you know, so and I think, you know, it's a delicate balance, you know, to create a product that is easy enough to use and yet allows you to accomplish those objectives. And I know, you know, I mean, I've used certain other software products. These were web-based autoresponder products where it was kind of nice to, you know, to get, you know, an inquiry that, you know, that I didn't even solicit, because it was part of an autoresponder process that I put in action, you know, 3 months earlier, and all of a sudden somebody writes to me and says, oh, yeah, I am interested now. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. I don't even remember sending him the last follow-up, but it was done for me.
Yes, and trust me, that our salespeople, they love that when that happens. You know, it goes, our sales team says they can't live without profit in helping their sales. And they love it when a customer responds and says, hey, you know, thanks for that email. I'm ready to buy now.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I have a couple of questions related to your target market. Now, so I'm a small business. I want to, you know, look at solutions. Maybe I have a couple of salespeople. At what point do I become, you know, somebody that can use this profit software? I mean, what is my minimum entry point? And what is your really sweet spot? What are the type of prospects that you are most, you know, that are that are benefit most by your product? What stage in their growth?
So profit was designed for the end user, the salespeople, the customer service reps. It wasn't designed, you know, whereas some CRMs, they've been designed to help management track activities and track, you know, the how their sales team or customer service teams are doing. Profit was designed to help the end users be more effective and efficient with their customer touching activities.
Okay.
So our goal is to really help salespeople make more money and help customer service people improve their customer experience. So what the target audience is, anybody who we are focused on the small, medium-sized businesses. So anywhere from a individual sales professional up to a team of, say, 100 or 200 people, that is our sweet spot. Now, the sweet spot for our companies is between – it's around 10 to 50 users. That is really our sweet spot.
Right.
Users of our product.
Is your product web-based or client-based?
We have both. We have both.
Oh, you do?
Yes. So we do have a – on-demand version, which is now the majority of our business. We started out as a – when we started 8 years ago, we started out as a on-premise product, right? Something we are an Outlook plugin. So you install the product, and it works right on top of Outlook. Then and as the business evolved, right, if you want to go – so when you're an individual user, you install Profit on your own laptop or desktop, and it's a plugin into Outlook, and it installs right onto your computer, okay? Then if you want to use our team edition, which is about 80% of our business, so 20% is for individuals, 80% of our business is for team users. If you are a team member, then what happens is if you want to share that information, you want to install it on your back-end server just like you would install Exchange Server, right? Then you can share and look at all that information amongst your team. So that's how what we've been running our business on. Then in the last 2 years, we created our on-demand version. So, and that's our cloud version, where you would still install a plugin into your Outlook, but all of the data resides on our cloud. So you no longer have to install anything on the back-end server. No new hardware required. Works with all of your existing infrastructure.
So if I have, Outlook 2007 on my computer and, you know, a client-based system, and I wanted to use the web-based version of your product, that's no problem.
No problem at all.
Profit on demand.
Yep. We support Outlook 2002 and Outlook XP, Outlook 2007, Outlook 2010. No problem at all.
Okay. I see. Okay. That's really nice.
Yes.
Well, I do think that, you know, one, like I say, the first thing that struck me about Profit was the fact that, you know, I know in having managed salespeople over the years that there's generally a lot of resistance to using reporting tools and CRM in the beginning. It's hard to get them to adopt it because it takes time and they've got to enter data and that type of thing. And I can see how, you know, I mean, almost everybody uses email, so this makes it a lot easier. But I'm going to give you a stumping question, and maybe it will work. Maybe you'll meet this challenge. How about mobile version? Is there anything related to that yet?
Oh, absolutely. We have our mobile version that works with BlackBerry, which is.
I was waiting to hear that. You just hit me. You hit a sweet spot with me. Okay.
Okay. Good. So we do have because you know most businesses they're on BlackBerry, and then we also have a Windows version, and we are launching our iPhone, Droid versions shortly.
So does this mean that let's say I'm using your Profit on Demand, or you know any customers using Profit on Demand, can they enter prospects into their system via their BlackBerry?
Yes.
And does this somehow end up back into their Outlook at their home or their office?
Yes.
Hmm.
Wonderful, right?
Yeah, that's a very intriguing aspect of it.
Yeah, we're getting more and more mobile. We're getting, you know, we as an organization, especially with smartphones, you know, with all these smartphones, with my BlackBerry, iPhone, or Droid, and Windows phones, right? We're getting more and more mobile. And here's a cool thing about using Profit that's compared to other applications. With all the phones, you know what? One thing they have in common that they do really well, they sync to Outlook really well.
They sync, right. Everybody syncs to Outlook.
Exactly, right. They sync to Outlook really well. So you already have your contacts with you. You already have your calendar and your sometimes you have your task with you, right? So you already have those Outlook stuff and of course, your email. And then what we do is then our mobile version allows you to access your opportunities and look at all your notes and your interactions with your clients.
Wow. That's really nice. Yeah. I'm getting to a point where, you know, I'm almost not carrying around a notepad anymore because I pretty much keep my notes electronically now.
Yes.
And even to the point where maybe besides getting a business card, very often I just enter prospects directly into my BlackBerry contact. And they, you know, when I sync with my Outlook, they all come together.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I think that's a pretty valuable tool. Okay. So, you know, I've asked you a number of questions. I may have missed some things, and I'm curious, I mean, are there any specific features, benefits, or services that you want to bring up that I haven't touched on?
Oh. So the sales automation, again, that's a big one. The workflow is an interesting one. So I might have different sales stages, right? When I'm working with my client prospects, I might have different sales stages, like initial contact. I might have a presentation stage, then a proposal stage, then a negotiation stage, and finally closing, right? So those are maybe some typical sales stages. Well, with Profit, we have what we call a workflow feature, where when you're at a different stage in the sales process, you can activate different actions to touch that client. So if I'm in a presentation stage, I know I just made a presentation, I'm on that sales stage, there might be three things that I'm doing after I present them, like following up a week later, okay, or sending them some marketing material to follow up on that presentation. And then finally, to see, well, what do you think the next step is? And that might be over a period of, say, 2 weeks. You can actually set different workflows for different sales stages. And that, when our clients start using that, they start seeing the power of that to help them close more deals, serve their clients better. That's one, the workflow. Second one is reporting.
Okay.
So we didn't. I don't think we've touched on reporting yet. But profit comes with 40 predefined reports already. And if you take the different variations, it's like over 200 different types of reports that you can run within profit to track your activities, to track your pipelines, to tell you your forecast, you know, how much business am I going to close in the next 30, 60, 90 days, okay? And then you can port all that information, say, save it as a PDF or Word document, or better yet, if you want to save it as an Excel sheet, you can save it as a CSV file and then manipulate that data however you see fit to help you analyze and run your business better.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm actually looking. Your website has a number of really nice demos and videos. I'm kind of just browsing them as you were explaining this, and pretty good that you have those videos because it gives you a good idea of what you'd be able to see.
Yes, thank you. And the way we do our demo, it's not a lot of we don't spend a lot of time doing, you know, fancy marketing PowerPoint slides because we have such a powerful product and because we're building Outlook in such a familiar interface. We actually showcase the product a lot, and then
you
know, so when you go to our demos, we go right into the product to show you how easy it is to start using Profit.
Right. I do appreciate that because very often you find, you know, it's more of a sales sales demonstration than a product demonstration, and you're just trying to learn how to use something.
You got it.
Okay.
And maybe another thing that another thing to touch on. You know, in the CRM industry, Gardner says that, right, 75% or 70% of all implementation CRM implementations fail.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they fail, one of the biggest reasons why they fail is because of adoption. You know, it's like pulling teeth, getting people to use the application, right?
Right, exactly.
But guess what? Because they're using something to interact with their clients. So what is that? Well, guess what they get keep going back to using?
I think I'll be able to answer this. Excel.
Yeah.
Was that what you were thinking?
No. Are you joking?
No. I mean, that's you know, it just seems like I've heard that often, many times.
Well, they do use Excel, right? Okay. They do use Excel, but they go back to touching their customers with Outlook.
Oh, with Outlook. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Right.
Because,
you know, see,
in other words, instead of adopting a new solution, whatever it might be, they end up still using Outlook.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's like pulling teeth trying to get people to use this new CRM application that this company has spent tens of thousands of dollars and spending, you know, many months of planning, right, trying to roll the CRM out so that they can get more sales, improve better customer service. In the end, people go back to using Outlook to solve to interact with their clients. So why fight that battle?
Exactly.
Profit, right? Profit adds the CRM features right inside Outlook so that that battle is not even there.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
And that's why we've been growing. I mean, every year we've been in business, we've grown, and even in the last 3 years, we've grown despite the economy.
Yeah, I noticed one of your customers is Microsoft.
Yeah, I know. Is that ironic? It's funny,
yeah,
you know.
I'm sure. I'm sure they like it. Okay. Yeah. Another question I'd like to ask you is a little bit about your future direction. So, you know, it looks like you've developed a product that's pretty robust, that has lots of features, that's easy to implement, which I think is very important, especially for small businesses. You know, there's a lot of CRM companies that are starting to integrate social networking, for example, lead development, things like that. I'm not making any specific suggestions, but what is your future direction in terms of new features and ideas?
Yes. So our philosophy is easy CRM software inside Outlook.
Mm-hmm.
So we will always focus, and when, you know, there's a lot of companies that keep adding features into their product to make it bloatware, right? It becomes like unusable after a while.
Gets a little complicated.
Yeah, and so what we set in our vision and set in our mission is to create easy CRM software inside Outlook, and we spend a lot of our resources on, hey, how do we decrease from 7 clicks into 3? How do we take from three clicks into one? How do we make the software more intuitive and easy to use? So we spent a lot of time and effort in making the product easy to use. And so relating to social networking, there's a lot of features, right? And the cool thing is that we're built on top of Outlook. So there's a lot of built-in things that Microsoft will leverage, and there are third-party plugins that leverage social networking right inside Outlook. And we move and integrate with that as well because we're built inside Outlook.
So you're saying that this is something you're planning to do?
Yes. Well, that it's in our product roadmap to develop a social networking component and you know, to integrate with third-party apps out there where right now you can actually click on a contact and see what somebody has updated in Facebook or Twitter.
Oh, and this is actually not now, but this is in your roadmap.
Yeah, this is in our roadmap. But there are vendors that, if you like me, you know, I can mention some. But there's vendors out there now that actually provides those types of integration with Outlook. Yeah, features.
Yeah. Well, I looked at a product today. I can't remember the name. I'm not remembering. But basically. And, you know, sometimes these things are a little spooky, but what it asked me to do, and I trusted it enough to do it, was to connect to my LinkedIn, and it brought all of my LinkedIn contacts into the into their system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to see what relationships there are between my contacts and other people that I'm interested in meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm not going to mention the name because I don't think it's really worked. But but anyway, the idea is sounds like a good idea to me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Listen, I thank you very much. And, you know, if you want, before I turn the recording off, where can people learn more about Avidian and about Profit Software?
Yes. You can go to Profit CRM. Profit, our sales guys call it Biblical Profit.
Okay.
They can see into the future, you know, okay?
I see.
And so with Profit, now you can have a clear future about your sales. And about your customer service. So Profit CRM, ProphetCRM.com, or you can go to Avidian.com, AVIDIAN.com. You should read about – we get a lot of press coverage out in the marketplace. So if you just Google CRM in Outlook or just CRM software, we come up very highly in Google. So you can see Bing and Yahoo.
All right. Well, I thank you very much. Let me turn off our recording before we hang up.
Thank you.
And Aaron, I don't know if you're still on the call, but I thank you for
helping
to coordinate this very much.